Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here from ConnieReaganGreen.com with new rules for online marketing strategies you absolutely, positively must embrace to grow your business in 2015. This is the call that I do during January of every year to let you know what's working, what isn't, and how you can build a profitable business online doing many of the things that I teach throughout the year. And yes, there is a study guide to go with it. If you're at newrulesforonlinemarketing.com, then you'll see it says your study guide. You can download it there. So again, welcome to the call. I waited a little later in January this year to do my annual call because I have a new book out, Write, Publish, Prosper. And I wanted to share that with you because last time that we spoke, last January of 2014, I've written two new books during this previous year, during this previous 12 months. One of them is The Transformational Entrepreneur, Creating a Life of Dedication and Service. That book came out in September of 2014. And right after that, I began teaching a course. I wanted people to know how to be able to write a book. I'm able to do it very quickly in 4 to 6 weeks. And we're not talking about a pamphlet. We're talking about a full-length book. So somewhere between 120 and 170 pages, 6x9 format. And my new book came out at 185 pages. So when you look through the book, you'll see that it only goes up to about 160. That's because the pages in the beginning are used with Roman numerals instead of numbers to get that word count. So like I said, in January of 2015, I have come out with Write, Publish, Prosper, How to Write Prolifically, Publish Globally, and Prosper Eternally. It's part of a three-pronged approach for entrepreneurial success that I am going to share with you today. And also, if you want to see my books, go to ConnieReaganGreenBooks.com. That will take you to my author page on Amazon. If you have a book, when you have a book, you want to make sure that you fill out your author page at Author Central completely. That's one of the big benefits of having a published book that's also available on Amazon. So let's talk about laying the foundation. WordPress continues to be the platform that we use to get all of our sites up. I have a few hundred sites. They were created one at a time. In the beginning, I was trying to do that myself. Now I have a tech team. Actually, I have three people that help me with technology. And if you email me, I am happy to share my resources with you of how I'm able to find people to help me at reasonable rates. You don't want to be paying so much per hour or per project for tech work because these are people that are choosing to provide a service instead of having their own products and courses like I'm teaching you. So these people tend to not earn too much money and they're usually exhausted from working long hours. So you don't want that to be you, not very long anyway. So email me and I'll share some great people with you. Hosting. I have now switched over to Liquid Web. Even though, if you are brand new, if you're in your first year of online business, I still would recommend Bluehost for you. So my link for Bluehost is bluehostsolutions.com. For Liquid Web, go to connieloves.me/Liquid Web. Now, the reason that I'm delineating between if you're new or you've been online a while is that Bluehost still has shared hosting, which is what you want in the beginning. It's very, very cost efficient. So you're not going to spend very much money every month on that. And when you're ready to move over to a dedicated server through Liquid Web, where the customer service is to die for, and what you're getting for your business is really very professional. When you're ready to do that, one of the tech people that I will recommend to you can quickly and easily move your sites over. For me, it was a bigger challenge because I had so many sites to move. If you're in the first year, usually you only have 5 to 10 sites, and someone can do that for you in just a couple of days. For domains, I'm going to continue to use GoDaddy as my registrar. I love how they handle the purchase and maintenance of our domains that we purchase. I have almost 600 domain names there, and I really have not had any issues at all with GoDaddy. If you want a nice little discount, go to connieloves.me/domain sale. I have all of these links that I'm giving you, all of these special and discounted links, on the resources page on the last page of your study guide. So I'm mentioning them here, but you'll have them at your fingertips. All right, let's talk about autoresponders. I still use One Shopping Cart and Aweber. I have a list in both places, and I will continue to do so. It works well where I'm reaching one group or the other. Sometimes there's some overlap, but I like doing that. Also, if one of those sites is having some tech glitches, as they do from time to time, I can always send an email through the other company. So if you're brand new, I would recommend just getting started with Aweber. That gives you a good start. And if you go to connieloves.me/tryAweber, you can start for $1. For payment processing, start with PayPal. Get a standard account. That means you don't have to pay by the month. I've talked to several people over the years that were paying, I don't know, $40, $50 a month for their PayPal business account, and that's really not necessary. It has some little things it offers, but it certainly is not necessary. Get a free account there, but you want a standard account that you have to verify with a bank account so that you can do all of your business through all your transactions through PayPal. Later on, and I'm talking a year or so later, that's when you want to switch over and also, in addition, have a merchant account. So I have that. Contact me, and I'll give you links for that as well so that you don't have to pay the setup fee. All right, let's talk about your funnel. When people visit your site, your WordPress site, they're going to opt into your list, hopefully. And the way that they do that, they leave their name and their primary email address because they're exchanging it for your free giveaway. So you want to have something on your topic that's irresistible. Start observing your own behavior. See what happens when you go to websites. Do you opt in or don't you? If they're giving something away in exchange for your name and email that you really, really want, something that you believe will help make a difference in your business, in some aspect of your life, if it's not for business, that's a great free giveaway. It's irresistible. And then see what it is that you can give away that people would have a similar reaction, where they don't want to leave that page until they opt in because they want that report, whatever it is you're giving them. Then, as part of the funnel, you'll have a sequence of autoresponder messages. So people opt in, and then they start to receive messages through Aweber from you. And this works extremely well. This means that your business is starting to run on autopilot. So wherever you are in the world, I travel quite a bit all over the world, sometimes for business, more and more for pleasure, go every place in the world. And I want my business to continue. I don't want to be a slave to being in front of the computer, doing work, exchanging time for money. That's not the model that we're teaching here. You also will send ongoing email broadcasts. I do that just about every single day, sometimes twice a day if I have something important to share. That's also done through Aweber. Also, direct mail. Start thinking about sending postcards to people after they opt in or when they've purchased from you, if you have their address. If you don't, I can show you simple ways to set that up so you can get their address and send them mail. They're usually thrilled to get a postcard from you. I save every postcard and every envelope that a marketer sends to me so I can see what other people are doing, and I can see what I like and what I don't really show much interest in. All right, what comes next? You've started your funnel, but you haven't sold anything yet. So the next thing that would come would be an e-course. I like a 5 or a 7-day e-course. In my new book, In Write, Publish, Prosper, in that latest book, and that's my 11th book. Can you believe it? 11 books, and I've been online coming up on 9 years now. But in that book, in Appendix A, I show an example of a 7-day e-course. I took one of my students' niches on decluttering, and I wrote that out completely. So that way you can see that in the back of the book there and just emulate that for your own topic. After that, you want an evergreen digital product, and typically this would sell for about $99. This is something that really shares a whole lot of information on your topic. And evergreen means that it will be good at least for 2-3 years. You want a product that's going to have some staying power, because if it's something you have to update frequently, you're going to tend to not want to update it. People will buy it and not be sure if they have the latest information or not. So just avoid that by doing an evergreen product. And this is digital that I'm recommending. After this would be additional products, so that you start having a product line instead of just a single product or a few different products in different niches. I see people doing this as well. They have one product on something, the next product comes out and it's not really related, and then a third product comes out a year later and it's not related to the first two. That won't serve you well over time. You want things that are connected, so you have a product line. Then do an online course. I did that again in 2014, and I'm actually doing it again right now here in the beginning of 2015. It's my Write, Publish, Prosper course that the book is based on. You can go to writepublishprosper.com and see what that's about. If you've been on my list for a while, if you're connected with me in any way, then shoot me an email. Just hit reply to any email you receive from me, and I'll give you a discount code to come into that course. That course also gives you a ticket to my live event. My next one is coming up at the end of March. I have details about that in the study guide that's connected with this call, with this training. So I would love to have you there. After you do the online course, so I did it first in October and November of 2014, I immediately put it into home study version so people could access the course. They purchased that course from me without me doing it live. I had already done it, and I told them that I would be doing it again after the first of the year, and sure enough, I started it up in the very beginning of January, a couple of weeks ago. So you can do the same thing. Your own events will come next. After that, you can do some consulting, some mentoring. You decide what direction you're going to go. Remember that small, ordinary actions done on a regular basis will result in massive, extraordinary results. All right, let's talk about building massive credibility and visibility, which leads to profitability. Your three-pronged approach to entrepreneurial success for 2015 includes a book, a blog, and a podcast. And this will be my next live course. It will also be my next physical book, my paperback book. It will come out in the late spring, but I want to discuss it with you right now. I want you to have a book. It's never been more important than now, because it's fairly simple to get a book written, get it published, and get it for sale online and in bookstores. Any of my 11 books, if you go into the bookstore and ask for my name, Connie Reagan Green, they will show my titles, and they usually can get the book anywhere in the United States within a couple of days. Any place in Europe or in Canada, it's going to take probably 7 to 10 days. That's pretty fast to be able to get a book in somebody's hands. So you want to do that. Write a book on your topic that really establishes you as an expert in your field. Very, very important. The next step is the blog. I have two main blogs. I have ConnieReaganGreen.com. I also have HugeProfitsTinyList.com. I had started just with ConnieReaganGreen.com, and a couple of years into my online marketing career, two people, Alex Mendozian and Raymond Aaron, both said, within a few months of each other, very coincidental, said to me, "You're the Huge Profits Tiny List person," because I was making so much money, I was doing so well with a teeny tiny list. I didn't even have 1,000 people on the list yet. And I said, "Well, yes, perhaps I am." And they suggested that I started blogging. I did. And so that's why I have the second blog, and I have maintained it all these years. That was also my first book, Huge Profits with a Tiny List, 50 Ways to Use Relationship Marketing to Increase Your Bottom Line. All right, the third step is a podcast. And because I'm an overachiever, I have two podcast series. So if you go to podcastshownotes.com, you can see that I explain both of my podcasts that you can get a free subscription to, and also I explain how to leave a review for me, which I appreciate very, very much. So these are the three prongs that you want to build your business: your book, your blog, and your podcast. So you may be thinking, well, Connie, it might be easy for you to come up with all this content to write about in a book and to blog about and to talk about on a podcast, but how am I going to get the content? I'm glad you asked. You want to think of yourself as a publisher. So various things that you can do. Start with your own ideas. Don't discount your own ideas. I know when I was in school, both as a student and later on as a teacher, it was amazing to me, the children, all the way from 5 years old up to 18 years old, that did not believe in themselves to the point where they would get other people to give them answers to questions. And I always said, that's called cheating. So I always said, I want you to believe in yourself enough to give me your answers. So many times, the answers they were copying were not the correct ones. They had better ideas. So that shows just a lack of self-confidence and low self-esteem. I want you to build up your confidence and build up your self-esteem and know that your ideas are good ones and they're unique ones that we need in the world. And I want you to start writing about and talking about your ideas. That's where you start. Now, to get additional content, you can get some PLR, private label rights, and there's excellent content out there. If you're on my list, you'll see me sending emails regularly about the top five people that are creating private label rights for us. So that's another way to get content. An additional way is to get people that will write guest posts for you. And there are people who love doing it. I love writing a guest post. I love having people do a guest post on my sites. So that's another way to get content. Another way is called content curation. When you curate, C-U-R-A-T-E, when you curate content as a way to create it, what you're doing is you're going to other people's sites and then you're discussing it. And I have something here I want to share about it. So there are really four ways to do this. You want to find the content very easily. And a new tool that I'm using now, it's called Feedly, F-E-E-D-L-Y, .com, Feedly, and it's easy to use. It sorts through content for you by topic. Then, once you find that content, you're going to offer your perspective. And this is typically in your blog post. So you're sharing someone else's content, but make it personal by offering your own perspective. You can ask a question. It's one way to do it. You can highlight a quote from the content. Always put a link back to where it came from originally. That person will appreciate it, and you will appreciate it when people start curating your content. Before you publish the post, if you're doing this as a blog post, summarize it. That way you can have better input as to what it is you're sharing and make sure that you've got your 2 cents worth in there as well. Make sure you're giving credit. I like to mention the name of the author, the name of the site, with a link directly to that specific content that they wrote that I'm curating. This is a fantastic way. I've used it quite a bit in the past couple of years now, and I wanted to share all of that with you. Repurpose everything you write, say, or present. So if I do a small presentation for a corporation, where I have a PowerPoint that has 30 slides, and maybe it took me 45 minutes to present that, you can bet I'm going to repurpose that over and over and over again. I also write for 2 offline publications, and so these are print magazines. When I write those, they immediately get turned into blog posts. Sometimes I'm talking about them in a teleseminar or on a webinar or in a podcast. And I want to get that information out over and over again. People want to hear good information multiple times. Also, let's talk about storytelling. people tend to know me because they know my story. They know that I was a former classroom teacher. They know that simultaneously I was doing real estate. I was a real estate broker where I was listing property and showing property. And I also did real estate appraisal. So I was driving great distances on a regular basis, especially on the weekends. I was climbing in and out of houses and writing up reports. I was very busy. I also had an injury at school where I fell. I was putting up a bulletin board. I took a fall. I had knee and shoulder surgery within a few months of each other. I also am a cancer survivor. I've had cancer multiple times. So people know that that's my story, and that was the reason I was looking for something different in my life. I was exhausted. I didn't want to work 6-7 days a week anymore. I learned online marketing back in 2005, 2006, and I left my previous life behind. I resigned from the school district, and I gave away my real estate clients. Share your story. Storytelling for your business is extremely powerful. Forums. You want to connect with like-minded people who are at various points along the continuum right now. And I'm going to recommend Dennis Becker's forum, his Earn 1K a Day forum. And I have a link for that also right here on the resource pages. Social media. I'm not a real social person, but I really love, for a few minutes at a time, going in and out of the big three, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, connecting with people all over the world, all over the planet. I'm able to reach out to people. They're able to reach out to me, and I've made friends. I've met some of these people in person that live overseas in Finland. I've met marketers over there that are so fantastic. I have family in Finland, and when I'm there, I make every effort to take the train and see the people that I know. We wouldn't know each other if it were not for social media. Live events. I want you to make it a priority to go to at least 2 live events in the coming year, which is this year of 2015. I would love for you to be at my event in Los Angeles at the end of March. That will be Write, Publish, Prosper. I would love to meet you at Dennis Becker's event in the middle of June. That's his Earn 1K a Day seminar. I'll be speaking and presenting there. So I want to connect with you. All right, so let's talk about channels. I consider channels to be YouTube. So I have a YouTube channel that's youtube.com/ConnieReaganGreen. It's a lifestyle channel. I let people know what it is I'm doing in my life that's possible because of my online business. iTunes is another channel. You'll find both of my podcasts there. If you do a search on iTunes for Connie Reagan Green, you'll find not only my 2 podcasts, but other people's podcasts because they have interviewed me at some point in the last few years. Also, special reports and books. We've talked about books. And I want to see that you have books on Kindle as well as in paperback. Videos, you can do screen capture, and I do that many times where I'm using Camtasia, and I'm showing my screen. Live action, you can be in front of the camera or behind it. Sometimes I'm just talking, I'm not actually in the video. And training webinars, where you're doing a video, and I use Camtasia for this, of your PowerPoint presentation. So these are ways to increase your visibility and credibility that will definitely lead to your profitability. Leverage the immense power of the internet to build the exact business and lifestyle you desire. So continuing to increase your profitability includes asking, what's for sale today? I have done this over and over and over again with groups all around the United States and in Canada and in the UK and London. And when I talk to people in these small groups, and some of them say, yeah, I'm just not making any money. I've been online for however many years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever the number happens to be, and I'm not making money. And I say, well, what's for sale? Many times it turns out they only have 1 or 2 things for sale out there. They're putting all of their eggs into 1 or 2 small baskets and hoping that people will find them and make purchases. It's not enough. You want to have many opportunities for people to do business with you with an exchange of currency. So you have to ask, you know, what's for sale? What type of service can you offer to people? I talked about service providers a little earlier in this call. You don't want to be a permanent service provider But if you need to bring in income in the next 6 months, let's say, it's excellent to be able to offer a service. Think about the skills that you're learning for your business. Offer them to others for money, for pay. That will work out well. Finally, get somebody to help you. If you don't make that jump from where you are providing some services for people to having at least one person help you with that, you will find yourself years later still being a service provider struggling to make ends meet. Don't let that happen to you. Wonderful to offer service in exchange for pay. Better to be an entrepreneur with your own products that you're selling out there and having people help you with any service. The idea is you don't want to be tied to the computer. I work 15 to 20 hours a week and sometimes not even that much when I'm traveling and doing other things. This week I'm at the Santa Barbara International Film Festival. So 2 hours a day maybe I can do, and not every day. So that's where you want to be. You want to be able to live your life, enjoy your life, have the time and the financial freedom to do this. What can you recommend as an affiliate? I've done so well with affiliate marketing. I came out with my training that I've just updated for 2015, affiliatecontestsecrets.com, and that's a wonderful way to get started. What types of products and courses can you create? So you want multiple streams of income. In the beginning, you might provide service to others. Very quickly, you're going to create information products. You can do some marketing for local businesses and very, very quickly have other people helping you with that. I did that in the beginning, and finally I had people helping me, and finally I turned it all over to them. I was making so much from other things that were mine that I let people that wanted to provide that service continue with it. Affiliate marketing I've mentioned. Also niche sites. Niche sites are fun, and during 2015 you're going to learn more and more ways to set these up and build them quickly and bring in some income. They're not huge money makers, but you can duplicate the process over and over and over again. You'll be amazed how well you'll do once you have 10, 20, 30 of them. Publishing. And again, think of yourself as a publisher of content. You're a content creator who publishes the content that you create. Teaching, training. I love doing that. I love doing a big course every year. Usually my course is 4 or 5 sessions that goes over about a month period of time. I put it into home study. I do it live again a second and usually a third time. That's something that you can do. Coaching, mentoring, consulting is another way that you can have multiple streams of income. I love my consulting clients. I have a handful of them and enjoy working with them. I love mentoring. This year I have 14 people. I'm going to keep that at about 12. When I graduate another couple of people this year, I won't be taking on new people. I usually do have 1 or 2 openings a year, and I only open up my mentoring program at my live events. So if you want to work with me, that's another reason to come to Los Angeles at the end of March. I will have 1 or 2 openings then. Physical products, I'm talking about Amazon, eBay, Shopify, all kinds of things are opened up to us now. I started selling some physical products in January of 2014, so 1 year ago. I love this as a business model. You will not have a garage filled with junk where people in your family will complain that there's no room for the car any longer. It's not that at all. There's private label. There's retail arbitrage. There's so much that you can learn about. I would love to help you get to the right people to learn from. With that, learn to give generously and receive graciously for massive abundance in your life. So at the end here, we're going to talk about growing personally and professionally. A mastermind. You must surround yourself on a regular basis with people who get it. And I know that you know exactly what I'm talking about. We have all spent time with people who are never going to get it. Perhaps they'll get it at some point in their life, but we don't want to hang around to see when that's going to happen. Instead, look for people who get it now, who get you, who understand your uniqueness, your gifts and talents that you're going to share with the world, that understand your desire to be an entrepreneur and have this lifestyle, have your own business, calling the shots in your daily life. Many people are cut out for jobs. If you do not feel like you are one of them, you're not alone. Many of us have gone through that. So I want to help you with that. Masterminding is wonderful. Mentoring, you want to become a lifelong learner, be open to new ideas and strategies, discover who you resonate with, and begin working closely with them to expand your business quickly. It may not be me. If you're brand new, there are other people I will send you to that will work with you for 6 months to a year. Then you revisit if you want to work with me. Personal development and growth. You want to write down your goals and review them on a weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual basis for best results. Use the concept of 68 seconds of pure focused thought each day, and this begins with 17 seconds in order to build momentum and stay clear and positive. So this is a challenge in the beginning. I now can do 68 seconds pretty easily, but it didn't happen overnight. So look at a second hand. So I'm looking right now at the clock across the room from my office here in my home in Santa Barbara. And if I were not on the call with you right now, then I would focus on something that I want to do, something I want to achieve, a goal, a dream, something that I want to pursue. And the idea is to think about it in a pure, focused, clear, positive way for 17 seconds. Don't let anything interrupt your thoughts. Sometimes you talk out loud, like I just did, about what your goal is. Finally, you'll be able to do it silently. You'll talk to yourself. Go from 17 to 34 seconds. Continue until you can get up to 68 seconds. It will make a huge difference in your life, I promise you. Always ask yourself, am I moving closer to my goals or further away from them with this action or inaction I'm taking? Because everything we do either moves us closer or moves us further away. And also, my very favorite motto, be willing to do for a year what others won't do. That way you can live life forever the way others cannot do. That has been my experience. It can be your experience. I look forward to connecting with you, knowing you in a different way than I do right now, perhaps, and helping you to become a successful entrepreneur. I'm going to leave you with a Leonardo da Vinci quote. I've been impressed with the urgency of doing. Knowing is not enough. We must apply. Being willing is not enough. We must do. So that's my dream for you. I want to see you do everything that you want and need to do to take the actions that are necessary and build a business, live the life that you deserve. Connie Reagan Green from ConnieReaganGreen.com. I look forward to connecting with you.